mrnpunktv.ca here with Chad Hatcher. That was an awesome segment. So you're on tour with Class Cut,
yeah.
And you're on his Half Life Records,
yep.
And you just dropped your new album.
Just came out on Tuesday.
How did you hook up with Class Cut?
I've always kind of written songs and Saturdays.com, kind of on more like underground business. Like, I was the guy that always had a guitar, like, got the or whatever, making up stupid songs or whatever. And I recorded a couple and sent him. A friend of mine sent him a couple. And he liked them, so he asked me to come over. And we kind of started working on a few songs for his Hitchhike Tour. And did some vocals on it. Another song on his album. I want to record one of my own songs.
Yeah.
That's what I went over with All About You. So I kind of went there that day and recorded it, and then that night he called me and was like, man, I love that song. Like, you gotta let me write tonight. Because he's like, I had something in mind for a song like this. I'm like, oh, absolutely. And so it just kind of went from there. It became like, I'm happy. It became like a popular song, you know?
Totally,
like,
yeah.
Just seem to be feeling it. So.
Your album Tunnels and Pathways,
yeah,
is produced by Class Cut.
Yeah.
What was the writing process like? Like, you and him in a...
Well, a lot of the songs were songs I kind of writ over the last few years.
Right.
Wrote, rather.
Wrote
That's very good description, man. But yeah, I kind of write all my songs on acoustic guitar and just kind of capture a melody and write the lyrics, and then I go out there and get him to add the production side of it. Drums or whatever, like, but he, when we went in, we were like, we want to make sure that the drums are really minimal and just kind of complement the song and took it all along. Like, so it wasn't, we didn't spend a lot of time on every track. It was like one shot deal, record, like, record, boom, like, so we didn't like spend a lot of time perfecting it. Because I want it to sound, when I do a live show, I want to sound like I sound on my own.
Right.
I don't want to be that guy that's like,
people are
like, whoa, like,
yeah.
You know? So,
totally.
Exactly.
You're touring with Class Cut now, but are you going to do solo tour dates?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm trying to set something up for the spring.
Cool.
I don't know if it's all going to come together, but we're looking at a couple of big names and people that are coming to the East Coast. I'm like, we're going to be on tours with, so we'll see what happens.
Sure.
I'm kind of the type of guy that doesn't like to think about the stuff a lot. I don't put a lot of time into thinking, well, what can happen? I just go with the flow, and I find it serves me a lot better than racking my brain trying to prepare everything. It's just such a whirlwind industry. Doors can close faster than they open, you know. So one day at a time.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So you're on a hip hop label.
Yeah.
You're sort of a singer songwriter. Do you feel accepted by the label?
Man, it's been amazing. Like, I gotta tell you, like, my first couple shows, getting up on stage with a guitar at a hip hop show,
yeah,
nerve wracking, man. But same dudes that seem to be like mugging at the beginning are the guys that at the end of my set will come up and say, man, I really like what you're doing. And I'm like, it blows me away that hip-hop crowd is feeling it, you know. My music is rooted in hip-hop. Like, that's what I grew up listening to, you know. I learned how to play guitar and like the R&B and stuff. And this opportunity to work with Classified for me is just the most amazing thing, because he fills that hip-hop side of things for me, like,
yeah,
with the production and stuff.